Welcome back to the deep dive. I was swiping through a dating app the other day and it just hit me like the sheer volume of, "Hey, how are yous?" It's astounding, especially when they're often followed by just nothing. It's like a black hole of conversation. That got me thinking about like all the unspoken rules of modern dating. So today we're diving deep into implicit bias and time management in dating. And to guide us through this like complex landscape, we have a fascinating source. A blog post by a dating and sex coach who helps women re-enter the dating scene. Now, before you think, "Oh, this isn't relevant to me," stick with us. The core themes here are surprisingly universal, touching on respect and intentionality in a way that applies to everyone seeking connections.
What I think is really intriguing about this source is how it goes beyond just those like superficial tips, and it tackles these deeper issues that I think traditional dating advice often just misses completely. It really delves into the psychology of how we perceive and value time, especially in those like initial stages of dating.
That's what really grabbed my attention, too. The author just comes out swinging against vague language like, "I'll let you know." It seems like such a small thing, but I'm starting to think it really speaks volumes.
It's subtle but powerful. Think about it. When someone can't give you a straight answer about their availability, it just kind of leaves you feeling unimportant. It's almost like they're saying their time is more valuable than yours, you know?
Yeah, like if someone's genuinely interested, wouldn't they make an effort to be clear and communicative? It's like, would you leave a friend hanging with a vague, "I'll let you know" if you're planning something? Probably not.
And this really ties into the concept of time as a barometer in relationships. It's a fascinating analogy that the author uses.
It really resonated with me. I mean, think about it. How someone manages their time, especially when they're first getting to know you, can be very telling.
It reveals so much. Their priorities, their level of commitment, even how they view relationships in general. Think about it in the context of love languages, how we give and receive affection. Being mindful of time can be a powerful way to express care and consideration.
It's like a love language in itself. I like that. Okay, so we've got this idea of time as a barometer, but then the blog dives into something equally interesting, the sniff tests.
Yes, the sniff test. I love that. It's so brilliant. It's like when you've been smelling your laundry for so long that you can't tell if it's actually fresh anymore.
Exactly. You become desensitized to the smell. And in dating, that translates to being blind to certain behaviors or red flags that might be glaringly obvious to someone
It's
else.
like we become so accustomed to a certain level of disrespect or lack of consideration that we start to just normalize it.
And I think this sniff test idea just seamlessly connects to the broader issue of implicit bias, which the blog also explores.
Implicit bias. It's fascinating, and it plays such a significant role in our choices, often without us even realizing it.
It's like we're operating on autopilot, making assumptions about people based on all sorts of factors, their age, their photos, even something as trivial as how quickly they text back.
And in the context of dating apps where first impressions are everything, implicit bias can have a huge impact. Imagine you see someone's profile and automatically swipe left because they list hiking as a hobby, even though you've never even tried it yourself. That could be implicit bias at work, shaping your perceptions without you even being aware of it.
So how do we break free from these unconscious biases? The blog suggests some pretty insightful questions to ask yourself.
These questions encourage you to kind of deep dive into your own dating patterns. The author challenges you to examine why you're drawn to certain people and why you dismiss others.
It's like taking a step back and really analyzing your choices. Are you clinging to past relationship patterns? Are your preferences based on genuine compatibility or just societal expectations?
It's a powerful exercise in self-awareness. By recognizing our implicit biases, we can start to make more conscious and deliberate choices in our dating lives.
And I think this ties in perfectly with the next big point the blog emphasizes, the importance of scheduling.
It seems so simple, but scheduling is so often overlooked in the whirlwind of modern dating. People meticulously plan their work days, their workouts, even their grocery shopping. But when it comes to dating, it's all about vague, "let's hang out sometime."
The author even makes this funny observation about how people get all flustered about scheduling a date as if it's this huge commitment. But isn't it a sign of respect to actually carve out time for someone?
Absolutely. Think about it. When you schedule something, you're making a conscious decision to prioritize that activity. You're saying, "This is important to me, and I'm willing to make time for it."
And in the context of dating, that sends a powerful message. It shows that you value the other person's time and that you're genuinely interested in getting to know them.
It's a shift, you know, from the ambiguity of like modern dating culture toward intentionality.
Right.
And this brings us to another important concept from the blog, boundaries.
Ah, yes, boundaries. I'm starting to see how all these ideas connect. Time, intentionality, boundaries, they all just intertwine to create this foundation for healthy relationships.
Exactly. The blog really emphasizes setting clear boundaries around your time.
Uh-huh.
And it's presented as a superpower.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
It makes boundaries sound empowering rather than restrictive.
It's about recognizing your worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you constantly let people disrespect your time or push your boundaries, it sends the message that you don't value yourself.
So how do we actually implement boundaries? Especially in dating, where things can feel so delicate. It's easy to say, set boundaries, but it can be tricky in practice, right?
It does take practice.
Yeah.
The author gives some, like, practical tips.
Okay.
Be clear about your availability from the start. Don't overcommit. And don't be afraid to speak up if someone consistently disregards your time.
It reminds me of that saying, we teach people how to treat us. If we don't set those boundaries early on, we're essentially teaching them that it's okay to disregard our time and needs.
That's a great point. But there's another layer to this that the blog highlights, the importance of being aware of the other person's schedule and commitments.
So it's a two-way street. It's not just about protecting our own time, but also being respectful of theirs.
Exactly. The author gives these interesting examples of someone being too busy or too free.
Oh.
If someone's always unavailable, it might signal a lack of interest or prioritization.
And on the flip side, someone who's constantly available might raise some flags too.
Yeah.
It can feel a little intense.
Yeah.
Or even a little desperate.
Exactly. It goes back to balance and finding that sweet spot where both individuals have their own lives and pursuits,
yeah,
but also prioritize time for each other.
The author calls it finding a healthy middle ground.
Right.
It's not about being a scheduling dictator or demanding all their free time, but about open communication and finding a rhythm that works for both of you.
And that's where respect comes full circle. By respecting your own time and setting boundaries, you're also demonstrating respect for the other person's time and their need for space.
It's a beautiful paradox. Boundaries, which can sometimes feel like walls, actually create the space for a healthier, more respectful connection to flourish.
It's counterintuitive, but it's true. So let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture here. What are some key takeaways from our deep dive into this blog post?
Well, we started with this seemingly simple frustration of vague dating app messages, and we've uncovered this whole web of, like, interconnected ideas.
Yeah, we've explored how time management and dating can reveal deeper insights into a person's values and how they approach relationships.
You've unpacked the concept of the sniff test and how it can help us become more aware of red flags and unhealthy patterns.
And we've delved into the complexities of implicit bias and how it can unconsciously shape our dating choices.
But ultimately, it all boils down to respect, right?
Mm.
Respect for ourselves, respect for our time, and respect for the people we choose to connect with.
It's the cornerstone of any healthy relationship. And by setting those boundaries, by being mindful of our time, and by challenging our biases, we're not only creating healthier dating experiences, but we're also fostering a culture of respect in all our relationships.
That's a powerful message. So as we wrap up this episode, I'd love to leave our listener with a thought-provoking question. Think back to your own dating experiences.
Yeah.
Have there been times when you felt your time wasn't valued or your boundaries were crossed? And how did that make you feel?
It's an important question to reflect on, because when we become aware of those moments, we can start to make different choices.
Right.
We can choose to prioritize our own well-being, to set those boundaries, and to seek out relationships that are built on mutual respect and consideration.
And remember, you're not alone in this whole, like, navigating this complex world of modern dating.
Right.
We're all in this together, learning, growing, and hopefully creating a dating culture where respect and intentionality are the norm.
That's a fantastic vision. And I think this blog post gives us a great framework for moving in that direction.
Yeah. It encourages us to be more mindful, more self-aware, and ultimately more empowered in our dating lives.
It's a reminder that we have a choice.
Right.
We can choose to be passive participants in a dating culture that often feels superficial and frustrating, or we can choose to, like, actively shape our own experiences by setting those boundaries, honoring our time, and challenging our biases.
And by making those choices, we're not just improving our own dating lives.
Right.
We're contributing to a larger shift in how we approach relationships in general.
It's like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
When we prioritize respect and intentionality in our romantic relationships, it can even influence how we interact with, like, friends, family, even colleagues.
Absolutely. It's about raising the bar for how we treat each other,
Yeah.
both in our personal and professional lives.
So to our listener out there, we encourage you to continue this conversation.
Yeah.
Share your thoughts, your experiences, your challenges, and your triumphs in the comments below or on social media.
Let's create a community where we can learn from each other and support each other on this journey of finding meaningful connections.
And remember, dating can be challenging, but ultimately it can be such a rewarding experience. By approaching it with mindfulness, intentionality, and respect, you open yourself up to the possibility of finding a love that is truly fulfilling and enriching.
And on that note, we'll sign off for today. Until next time, keep diving deep.